Today's daf is daf nun vav, and last year we were looking at the difference between the difference between a navi and that of a zaken, or the advantages of a chacham. So let's Gemara now continues. Navi v'zaken, lamayin domim. Let's give a mashal. A melech shalach shnei palmentrin. Palmentrin sounds like parliamentarian, but really means like a shaliach or two shlichim. Okay, and then it says shalom lemedina to a particular place. Alachat mehem katuv im einu mareh chotem shali. If he doesn't show you my seal, the semantrin shali, some sort of cloth or some sort of proof that he's my shaliach. Al tamina lo, then don't trust, don't believe a word he says. However, alachat kotev afal pisha einu mareh lachem chotem. Despite the fact he doesn't show you this particular seal shali, the semantrin shali, tamina, you gotta trust it. So what's the nimshal? Kach Navi katu. When it comes to a Navi, it says Vanatanach otom of that. It seems to be the Navi has to provide some sort of sign. Ah, that's like the messenger that needs to present a sign or some symbol for his credibility. However, Bramhach al pi Torah sheyaruch. When it comes to a Chacham, it's not like that. For a Chacham, it simply says listen to what he teaches you in terms of Rabbanim and things like that. So it's a different gadol zaken made Navi. Let's continue. Now it says HaTorah Amra, this is still back to Zaken Mamre. HaTorah Amra, Arba Totafot, Shel Arba Parshiot. Asan Chamesh Totafot, Shel Arba Parshiot. If this Zaken says, you're meant to have five compartments and four parchments, so you sort of have a, like a Torah scroll type of scroll on two sides and popped in two different compartments, so one scroll sort of folded over two. Then that would also be chayv. That would be another situation where it could be confounded as a zaken mamre. Okay, now Rav Ba, Rav Yochanan, b'shem Rav Hoshaya. Einu chayv ad she'aru b'davar she'ikaro min Toro pirosho min divrei sofrim. Once again, this is talking about what's the scope of that which is zaken mamre found. Because we said if it's disagreeing with something that's mefurash in the Torah, that's not even hora'ah. Just he's disagreeing with the simple text. That's not a zaken mamre. However, it has to be something that is written in the Torah and that pirosho min divrei sofrim. Kugon, for example. Hanavela kugona sheretz shikra midivertov berusham midivrei sofrim. So you know the ikar. It says it in the Torah, the laws of or the tumah and the isra achila of a nevela and sheretz. But the perush is not so clear. Perush regarding what? Korbanina says as follows. He says the isra of tumatam, the isra of consuming and the tumah mufrash b'Torah. Aval shiur einu mufrash. How much is not doesn't it's not clear. Or perush shiur is the isur bikaret. So the kezait, isuran is that you're not allowed to have a kezait to it. Or tumatan, that's shiur of tumah that it can impart tumah, sorry, is nevel is a kezain, a sheretz kadasha. The size of a lentil, they're different. So that's something that would be qualifies for zaken mamre if he was cholek on a certain one of those details. Purusham and divrei sofer. However, Amir Zira, lo'olam enu chayv ad she'ichbor v'yoro b'davar she'ikra midivrei Torah v'purusham midivrei sofrin. Sort of skip the next line. V'hu she'igra v'yosif, devashu mosif. Humegara. A few words change along the way. That is, that was based on the Girtha Korbanet. You can see inside. The Erno Ein Lanu, he adds the following Eino Ane Letzfilin. And he says, that's basically all the changes I made, which is quite a lot, was based on what the Bavli says of Hachi Pirosho, I'm learning the Korban Eida, Vushie Bo, Nosif Al Masha Pirosho Chami. He tried to add what the Chachamim said, Ubo Safato, by adding Ugorea, he basically detracts. Uposel, and ends up making a puzzle. And he says the only thing mitzvah you'd find by this, or halach you'd find, is by tefillin. Where someone is mosif, and by mosif, for example, like we saw, by adding an extra compartment, he's goreya, he's ruined it. So, zaklin apui de reboshaya. Now, here the different perishing exactly what the meaning what we're saying here. But I'll just read the words and then we'll go through the korbanet. It says, Amar leit sarich lecha, sak lecha, lot sarich lecha, iflig alecha. So, what's happening here? So Zachlin is tzavu, his face lit up of Rabbi Hoshaya. Show Rabbi Hoshaya why? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, because Rabbi Yochanan said, if you remember, in the name of Rabbi Hoshaya, Kugon Nevela v'Sheretz. These other things. Ve'ihu, and he himself held, like Rabbi Zira said, which is Dafke b'tfilin. So therefore, Amar le Rabbi Hoshaya le Rabbi Yochanan, im ani tzarich lecha, if I knew you, ketalmid tzarich lerebi, like you're my teacher. For example, Lama sachachta bi, why did you toy with me? V'amarti v'at mishmi davar, and say in my name davar she'ein she'ani paligabo, that I'm arguing. In other words, you misquoted me. Ve'im ein ani tzarich, if I don't need you, ma'aroishi titrachek nechamim, and you should be distant from him. So it seemed to be that, distant from me, sorry. So it seemed to be that it was he of himself, despite the fact he was quoted otherwise by Rabbi Yochanan, he also held in this position that only tefillah. So Gemara tests this. Before testing it, sorry. Tlat esrei shanim avad alil kamei rabbi, delot tzarich le. So again, there were 12 years came before this Rabbi Yochanan Bar Moshaya, despite the fact he didn't need him. What's that mean? Again, the commentator says it was 13 years. Ha'ich nichnas Rabbi Yochanan nichnas for Rabbi Moshaya, but not tzarichli. He didn't need it. To Talmid Chaberhu, he was like not a rabbi, he was a counterpart. Let's call it that. Ula Gemara diday hayat tzarich, aber lo svara diday. Meaning he wanted his tradition to see whatever in Rabbein, but he didn't need his rationale and his logic. His means of derivation. Lechen aya cholek alav. That's why he was cholek. V'lamaya nichnas lekabel panav. So why did he spend all that time going there? So Rabbi Shmuel says, b'shem Rabbi Zera ilu lo dayo ela shay makabel pnei rabbo. In other words, there's an inyan to be makabel pnei rabbo, give a kavod to a rav, and that's exactly what he was doing. Shekola makpil pnei rabbo ki ilu makabel pnei shechina. Anyone who goes and greets his rav is like a makabel shechina. So just for that alone was worth the 12 years that he spent, right? That's what it's saying. Okay. Again, there are different other readings in the sukkah in terms of the to and fro between them, but that's a commentator's reading. Okay, let's continue. Hey, Tevrabrach, Avataninan, Gufa Shel Beher Kegris. So we're going to try and test this theory that the only thing you find by that is if you're Mosif, you Gorea, in terms of Divrei Sofin, Mepharish, and Dintara, that we said it's only Tefillin. So we're testing this. What about Sarat? Because it says Sara'at gufa shabaharet kegris hakilkeli miruba. So again, the Korban Eder's reading of this is different to Ben Moshe, is that we know that it is the size of a Sara'at, the minimum size of that white mark, is like a like this bean, the size of a bean. Kegris hakilkeli miruba, that's squared, which is 6 by 6 hairs, 36 hairs squared. Now the Havamin at this stage is mean it has to be a square. So if someone comes along now and says, oh, it's not 36, it is, let's add another 6, let's say it's 48, 42, sorry, or 48, another, whatever, they add another 12, then what he's done is he's added two more rows, if you like, of hairs, and no longer made it square. So he's mosif, and the havamina is, it must be square, so he's mosif, and therefore goreya, and therefore it's not considered in siman sarat. Okay, that's mosif or goreya. So the Gemara says, amar av amari, who says it has to be square? That's just the sizing. It's 6 by 6. It's like 36 square hairs. Let's call it that, spacing. Who says it has to be square? So if he's mosif, maybe he's not Korea. So hative. So that's again the Korban Eder's reading. Again, other people explain it differently, but fine. I'll show you just to make it clear. It says, Manda mi ama shuhu baze sheim mosif gored davarelo ba'ine shimurba. Who says it has to be square? Ele shabaheret gadol kochas big enough. Kamo grisa kukali im yirba uato. Right, in other words, if you square it, that's the space it has to be. But not that it has to literally be the shape of a square in order to be a negatzarat.
Yeah, so we're talking about the shiur, the understanding of what is the shiur d'oraisa.
The shear in terms of minimum size, what it's the size of a tzarat is, in order to be tziman tzarat, that the kohen can come and say, okay, this person has a muskar, mukhlat, whatever it is.
But we're not at all talking about the harchaka that the chachamim might add.
No, this is not do harchaka, because this is what is an indication of tzarat. Right? Next. Haiti, what about the next case? What about Bar Mamal? There are two parasha, you add extra parasha, then you haven't done the mitzvah. Mosif, then you're Gorea. So it says, actually, Amalehi Tfilin Mezuzah. No, the Tfilin Mezuzah is all together. You're right. Tfilin Mezuzah, if it's Bar Mezuzah, all be Zakin Mamre. So Haiti, Rav Hamnuna, Vatani Betzitzit Arba Etzbaot, Shel Arba Chutin, Asan Shlosha Etzbaot, Shel Arba Chutin. That's going to be in the mitzvah. Now, the girsa change of Koron Korban is arba chutin she arba etzbot. So it's four strings, and they have to each be 4 etzbot long. If you make 3 etzbot long of 4, then you're posel it. And the havamina is just as you're mosif, you're goreya, so to your goreya, you also ruin the mitzvah. So amar le garab and osif says, no, that's not a case. That's not parallel to ours, because that's your goreya. The chacham is saying you have a smaller shear. That's what we're talking about. Next, Amrav Chagai, Kaveh Rav Yosef. V'hatani shlish l'rechiva, shlish l'chalot, shlish l'rekikim. Shlishan shlish l'rechiva, shlish l'chalot, shlish l'rekikim. That's also your mosif and therefore your goreya. So to explain this, the the Pnei Moshe, I'll just touch on the Pnei Moshe here. He says when it comes to, this actually touches the Menachal, we're doing this Nafiomi as well. When it comes to the three types of matzot, if you like, that are in the for the korban todah, there are actually four types of mincha offerings. One's chametz and three are matzot. They are, you know, we can read the Pnei Moshe inside. He says, "Tnan atoda haita ba chamesh sa'inus ba ve'isrim yisaron." There are 20 yisaron. Asar lachametz and asar lachalah. So half of the flour that was the volume went to the chametz type, and the other volume of the other half went to the three types of matzah mincha offerings came to da. The asra matzah or matzah shlosha menim. And matzah three types, chalot, rikim, v'ruvucha. Okay, there are crackers, wafers, all the different types of things. Ve'ilu shlosha menim shel matzah hayu shavim. She'anoten shlosha esronim v'shlish l'chol mim. They were divided equally in terms of the flour quantity. Ve'tane b'braita or maite lahata b'perek shtei midot. Sorry, pei ten amod aleph. De'chatzi log shemen l'toda she'amevi chotzeu. The chatzi log oil, they would split in half. So half was for the chetza lachod rikikim, and the other half was the revucha. So even though the flour quantities of the matzot was distributed evenly, the oil quantity wasn't. The revucha was had more oil. Okay, so that got half, and the matzot rikikim got the other half. And that's the very suffering him. And what is Shuli Shan, according to the Korban Eder, says, if, sorry, the Pnei Moshe, he says, if he therefore, the Chacham says, no, just as you distribute the flour evenly, so too you distribute the oil evenly. Shlishan. You're mosif now to the other matzot, and therefore goreng, you've ruined the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Amarle, the Korban Eder keeps it all with the shlish, 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 you're moving the shlishs around. But anyway, so Amarle, Migra minarech vicha. However, your gorev and rechel mosif ala chalot ala rekikim. So it's not a case of mosif and therefore goreya, because in this case you're mosif for one thing and gorev for something else. So it's not exactly a parallel, and therefore that's not, it wouldn't count. Okay, let's continue. This is now halacha he. Now we're talking about a Navi Sheker. What is a Navi Sheker? That's a minavei mashal shama. He prophesies regarding something that he didn't hear. Either mashal ola maralam or mashal maral ola chaveiro velo lo. Or maybe Mashalot, that wasn't, that's what Mashalot Ne'emar lo, meaning it was, he heard that was given to another Navi, not to give in him, and he tries to give it over. Okay? That's a Navi Sheker. Aval Kovesh al Nevuoto. If someone suppresses the Nevuah he was given, then Vater al Nevuah Navi, or disregards the words of a Navi, V'Navi She'avar al Divrei Atzmo, a Navi that doesn't follow his own instruction, then we say Mitado Bidei Shemayim. That Hashem takes care of Shnema, Ani Adrosh Mimol, I'll take from him. So in other words, it's not one of the Nechanakim. It doesn't get Chanak. Let's continue. But Nivi Sheker. Havim Ashalo Shema, that's Ketzidkiya ben Chinaana. Now, Chinaana. This is Tzidkiya. Now, it's an interesting case with that, because I'll show you the Korban Eder. It says, Vayaslo Ketzidkiya ben Chinaana, Karnei Bezal, he made these horns of iron, v'tiach and promise achav shinatzeach aram, that is going to be victorious in the war, and that was wrong, right? And what's interesting here is that he says v'kamasha afagav shita'ato ruach nevot, despite the fact he was misled in this nevuah. Okay, v'yaso ver shemet, and he thought it was true what he was giving over. Nonetheless, mikomakom kivan shaita lo hochacha, there was a proof, evidence. Shehu sheker, that what he thought was true was actually sheker. Why shahayu harben neviim minavim b'segnon echad lekach chayv mita? Because all the neviim seem to be seeing exactly the same thing, and we say ein navi, no navi sees exactly the same nevuah. Because it's a bit like, just to explain this concept, it's worth spending a bit of time. Is that when a navi receives something, it's almost like it comes through him. So it's filtered by who he is. So what he sees is also like impacted by him. That is why we say when Moshe Rabbeinu, that he came to learn level of, that he could say, Baslaka Hameria, it was completely clear, such that the Nevuah that came through him, that whatever came from Shemayim came straight through. And that was necessary because Moshe Rabbeinu was giving over the Torah, like giving over the Torah, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. That's why, by the way, I think this is why I saw some okay, yeah, I think some of this can explain. That's why it came to Bilam. He was brought up to the level of Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu. The question is why? And also, why did Bilam think he could get away with it? He thought that I'm such a corrupt individual, whatever comes from Shemayim, even as bracha, will, by virtue of coming through me, will then come out as curses. That's why what happened was brought up for this purpose to the level of Moshe Rabbeinu that came to Asbak Mirah, so whatever came straight through him, like untarnished. That's the way he explains the pshat there. So in other words, when he saw all the Nevi'im were seeing b'Sigmon Achad, or communicating b'Sigmon Achad, he should have noticed this is not a true Nevuah. Okay? That's the sort of criticism. Okay. Let's continue. Next, the one says, Uma Shalom Ne'emar, that's Kehananya ben Azor. We'll see what the case is now. So it says, Rebbe Shua ben Levi Amar, Kehananya ben Azor, Navi Amet, he was true Navi Hayah. Ela shidah kiboset v'haya shomea. It seemed to be it was a bit of contentious. It was a bit competitive, but whatever it is with Yirmiyahu. And therefore, what he did, he heard the nevuah of Yirmiyahu, and then even though he heard what Yirmiyahu says, he came down to the Shuk Elyon. He came down and gave it over as if it was his own. However, he made a big mistake. You'll see in a moment. Amar chanei min azor kol samad milta lo da ela. What do you say? This is the pasuk. It says lefi malot lebabel 70 shana efkoretchem. That was a nevuah that Yirmiyahu said that after 70 years of exile, then you'll come back, and that's exactly what happened. And if you remember the Megillah and Bavli, everyone kept getting calculations wrong. Like we never get the calculations right. Okay, but he got it really wrong. It says kol yamav shel Manasseh. This is what he calculated. He assumed that years of Menashe were 55 shana. What else is Malchut? Now, I'm going to read the Pshat here, but the Malchut Farshim should bring many kashas. I'll just bring the Pshat as it is, and I'll just give you a hint of Korbanei and a few other Pshatim as we go along. It says, take away 20 for 20 years. Shehen Beit Din Shamala on Shiva Kortin. The Kadosh Baruch Hu Beit Din Shamala doesn't punish an individual for the first 20 years of their life. Okay. So therefore, you're left with 35. You've got the Shtaim Shel Amon, which is a two of years of the next king Amon, and then Shoshim v'achat shel Yoshiyahu, add it all together, you get 68. Hadi demar v'yibe shana ha'yibe reshob v'achotom tzidkiyahu melech Yehuda, v'shana ha'revi'it, v'chod ha'shmi, amar elai Chananya ben Azor, navi, asher b'givon, v'beit Hashem l'nei ha'konim, v'chol ha'am le'mor, ko amar Hashem, this is what he got up and said. Ko amar Hashem tzvakot, Elokei Yisrael, l'mosh, shavarti et ol melech Babel, I'm going to break the yoke of Babel in another 2 years. Because he assumed the yoke of Babel came when Melech Ashur came in the times of Menashe. And therefore, exactly, and he assumed that was 20 years into his Malchut. And according to this calculation, we're already 68 years in. So then another 2 years, all the Kalim that were taken would be returned. That's how he did the Nevuah. Because according to Yirmiyahu, it was only 7 years. This only seven, the issue was only 7 years. המקום הזה, כל כלי הבית השם לקח נבוכדנצר מלך בבל מן המקום הזה ויביאם בבל. אמר לו ירמיהו, אתה אומר בעוד 2 שנים אני משיב, what are you talking? He's saying 2 years is going to be returned. ואני אמר in 2 years time נבוכדנצר בא, he's going to come ונוטל את השאר לחוק. That was basically going to be destroyed and everything's going to be taken away. That was the one of contention. Now, the problem with this whole way I've read the Gemara in terms of the calculations of timing is there was another 11 years of Joachim in between, and it's difficult because it sounds like for the Pasuk, who was a Melech at the age of 12 and ruled for 55 years, so therefore you're adding more years, all the numbers, it doesn't really work, all the numbers. So it's actually interesting that the Korban Eidos is a calculation that he works out. I'm not going to go to the mathematics now, but basically it was, again, it was 30, it was another, sorry, 35 years before the end of the Malchut that remained after he was taken. So 12 years b'malko means it was not that he was age 12, but it was into his reign that's when the issues happened with Melech Ashur. Okay? And therefore, you can add the years of Joachim in between. But then when it comes to Yoshiyahu, he understands that 20 years you don't get punished is working within the Malchut of Yoshiyahu. Because he was, just to show you, he was 18 years old when he became king. And he ruled for... But it was 8 years old, not 18 years. 8 years old when he started when he was king. He ruled for 31 years. So therefore, he was 39. Take away the 20, And then you get add 19, and that's how he gets his. I'm not going to go through the math, but that's how he gets to his 68. Essentially, Yefer Naim says no. It was actually 20. It was 20 years remaining. He says this is Yefer Naim. It's at the back of the Bavli. He comments a lot on Yerushalmi, actually. I've mentioned it a couple of times, but I looked this up. He says no. When it says it was by Menashe, it was 20 years remaining. Sorry, I'll show you the last one, the Gemara. But Shana. I just want to get show you inside. Just as a place. He says, Shana. Shana. He says it was only from the 20 remaining years, that's when the so-called Hiya Kakle, the Babel, the issue with Babel began. She'ein beitin shomala on Shiva Kortim. He says it's a total sofer, Shiga Leshon. Because whenever you see 20 years, we say on Shiva, it doesn't relate to this calculation at all. And then from then on, he ends up calculating that it was only 20, not and then he also adds some of these. Yeah, and that's the gist is everyone somehow tries to work out how he assumed that there was only 2 years left. Okay, that's the gist of the sugya. The maths of it is a little bit complicated in terms of how everyone's miyashev of all the psukim, because the pachat of the gemara doesn't actually work because you're missing a number of years in between. Okay, that you're not calculating. But anyway, Yirmiyahu says you think it's 2 years is going to be brought back, 2 years the base minhag is going to be destroyed. And though let's continue with the conversation. Now, Amarle, ten siman etzbracha, give a sign. You're right. So Amarle, ani menavelara, I'm giving a nevuah. Yirmiyahu says it's a bad. The ein yachol, I can't give a siman because lidvarai omer lavi ra umitnachem. Because as we know, if there's a nevuah that something bad is going to happen, if we do tshuva, we can revert the bad that was going to happen, and the nevuah won't come true. So I can't give a siman, because if Am Yisrael listens to me, Yirmiyahu says, then it won't be coming true. However, tami navela tova, but you are giving a nevuah that everything's going to be going well. And when a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if there's a nevuah tova, it doesn't go back; it has to come true. So therefore, the onus is on you to bring a proof. It says atu sorry atu at hu siman. You've got to bring a siman. Samalo. No, he says, no, you have to bring the siman. Why? Because your nevuah is assisting me. So he says, okay, you're persisting, Yirmiyahu says back, Omer le, in paini, if that's true, hare ane tin, ot umofet, bo oto ha'ish, ha'shanai, ooh, ha'hi, who met. If you want, okay, I'll give you a proof. He said to him, you're going to die this year. Now it says, kisara dibarta el Hashem, because of the false nevuah. As it says in the pasuk, says lechena po koamar Hashem hineni meshalechacha naal pne adamah hashana atamet kisar dibarta el Hashem. That's the whole pasuk. That's the proof, really. It's from before the end of the pasuk. The late Ken, but this didn't seem to be the case, because there's v'yamot Chananya Navi v'shani bechodesh hashvii. Chodesh hashvii is what month? It's Tishrei. That means he didn't die in the year, did he? He died the next year. So shana acheret hayta v'tamar hachi hakniseidus. The Gemara says in Elamelech Shemet be'erev Rosh Hashanah that he died on Erev Rosh Hashanah. However, Vitzivad Benav, and he told his children that Benav Bnei Beito lastira davar, keep it quiet for a day or two. Shiyotziuhu achar, and only take me out after Rosh Hashanah b'shvil la'asot nevoto shemayaruk. So even in his death, you want to portray Yirmiyahu as if he lied. Okay, that's how it happened. Okay, next, the confession of Ato, who suppressed his nevuah. That's Yonah ben Amittai. Says Amar Reb Yonah. This is Reb Yonah. Interestingly, Yonah ben Amittai Navi Emet Haya. He was a true Navi. Ata motzeh b'sha'a she'amar l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, "Kum lech el Ninveh, go to Ninveh, ira gdola, v'kra'aleh ki'alta ra'atam lefanai," that the evil has come before me. I mean, he wanted to tell them, bring them the nevuah, the city is going to be destroyed unless they do tshuva. Amar Yonah said, "Yodea nisha goyim krovei tshuva hem." I know that the goyim, if I give this over, they're going to do tshuva. I'm going to give it to them. Osim tshuva, they're going to do tshuva. Hakadosh Baruch Hu ba'u poreim asur mishin Yisrael, and that's going to reflect badly on Am Yisrael chas v'shalom. So he didn't want to do that. Uma alai lasot, what do I do? Livroach, I should run away. The Yaakov Yonah livroach tashishem lifnei Hashem. That's where he tried to commission the boat to take him elsewhere. Okay, that's Yonah's. That's the way the Yerushalmi here explains what was going through Yonah's mind when he tried to run away. Next, on the oh, so actually, that's sorry, I just realized we're going to end it up. Said it, we'll continue for me next year. Kol tov. Have a good day.